This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 4 1/4, up 6. May corn, 4.08 1/4, up 5.5. July corn, 4.14 1/2, up 5. January soybeans, 10.51 1/2, up 6.5. March soybeans, 10.52 1/4, up 4. May soybeans, 10.57 1/2, up 3 3/4. March wheat, 5.63 3/4, down 3 1/4. May wheat, 5.67 3/4, down 4 1/4. July wheat, 5.72 1/2, down 4 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon as traders even up their positions before the USDA's production and grain stocks report coming out on Monday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 higher at 365 to 383. Soybean bids are up 6 to 7 cents at 1001 to 1036.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 9th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 35 cents lower in the range of $66.50 to $73, with a weighted average carcass price of $71.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $32.50 to $40, 4 to 5 weights $36 to $43, 5 to 6 weights $39 to $44, and 6 weights and up $42 to $46. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 3,507 head. And now the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction for Wednesday, January the 7th. They had receipts of 434 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 167.25 to 173. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145.50 to 155. Choice slaughter heifers, 167.25. to 172. They also had some feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, ranging in price from $253.50 to $285.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were $231 to $240, and five weights were $240. Now moving on to the Walnut Livestock Auction. For Thursday, January the 8th, they had receipts of 197 head. Choice slaughter steers were 167 to 172.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 148. And choice slaughter heifers, 168.50 to 172.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 168 to 170. And on a dress basis, 265 to 266. Heifers on a live basis traded at 170, and on a dress basis at 265. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 325 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.96, and that was 5 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $256.79, that was $222 higher. Select carcasses were $248.23, that was $289 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 95,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 104,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was 372,000, that compared to 426,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 160.60, down $3. April live cattle, 159.42, down $3. June live cattle, 150.65, down $2.75. January feeder cattle, 222.42, down $3.20. March feeder cattle, 212.55, down $4.50. April feeder cattle, 212.47, down $3.95. February lean hogs, 79.02, up 85 cents. April lean hogs, 80.05, up 10 cents. May lean hogs, 85.30, down 12 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Today, the USDA will release the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate. The report contains a running marketing year cash price average for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Todd Gleason files this report on how that number relates to the new farm bill and the program decisions farmers and landowners are making this year.
The important number as it pertains to the new farm program is the national average cash price. Now, it's updated each month by USDA and represents the rolling monthly weighted marketing year price paid to farmers for corn, soybean, and wheat. It's an estimate that incorporates actual cash price data collected from grain elevators across the nation, weighted each month by the amount of grain sold, and then rolled into projected sales for the rest of the marketing year. Well, the marketing year runs from September 1st to August 31st for corn and soybeans, and July to June for wheat. The last number in the series is the marketing year average cash price used to figure potential payments under the federal government's new farm programs, ARC and PLC. Well, the agricultural economists at the University of Illinois have done some figuring as it relates to this price and the choice farmers and landowners are making right now between the two programs, ARC, County, and PLC. Roughly speaking, Illinois' Daryl Good says if a farmer believes the national average cash price of corn will be below $3.30 a bushel over the five growing seasons, from now until the 2018 harvest, then they should choose PLC for corn. If the opposite is true, then he says ARC County is likely the better option. The choice is mostly driven by the yearly national average cash price estimated once a month in the WASD report, says Daryl Good.
Yeah, they project that every month, and we don't know what the actual price is until the end of the year, but we have a running projection of that as we go through the year. For the current year, it's $3.50 as a projection, and we've been pretty close to that so far this year. But over a five-year horizon, my feeling is we will average probably well above the $3.30 break-even price that has been calculated as the break-even between ARC County and PLC for Illinois corn producers. And if that's the case, obviously, then that would swing you towards the ARC decision rather than the PLC. I mean, there is room to hedge that bet because my understanding is you can make different decisions on different FSA farms. So you don't have to be in the same program for both. So for producers that have multiple FSA farms, there is opportunity to hedge, do a little of both, but I think in general, the ARC County probably is more attractive for corn.
Well, this is a factual statement for most of Illinois and the rest of the primary corn belt. ARC County is also the preferred choice for soybeans, PLC for wheat. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation compiled data from USDA that shows cumulative 2014 U.S. beef and pork export volume totals were higher year over year, with January to November beef and pork exports up 2%. While the first 11 months of 2014 reflect a solid performance for U.S. beef and pork, USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng says exports face heightening economic challenges in leading markets in the coming year. Demand for the two commodities remains strong, Tseng says, but lower slaughter numbers, reduced 2014 supplies, and buying power in many key markets has been affected by slowing economic growth and weaker currencies in recent months. Market access restrictions in several key markets also impacted opportunities for U.S. exports last year. Tseng says the outlook for this year is more of the same, but the industry has proven its ability to identify and develop export outlets in difficult times. He sees good potential for further red meat export expansion this year. When the NCAA National Championship game between Oregon and Ohio State kicks off tonight in Arlington, Texas, they will be using footballs made in Texas. Game Day USA in Dallas provides the handmade balls at a cost of about $100 each. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says they are only one of two companies in the U.S. that makes footballs. While footballs are often called pigskins, they are actually made of Texas cowhide.
First thing they do is they cut four oblong leather panels out of the hide, and next the panels get stamped with the logos and all the markings. Then they fill them up with air, and then they put the special laces on them. They have four unique lacing types.
To see a short video of the process, you can visit biggameusa.com. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be hosting their annual meeting and election January 15th at 6 p.m. at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. A light supper will be served free of charge, and reservations will be accepted until January 13th by calling 217-532-3610, or you can make reservations in person at the USDA Service Center in Hillsboro. After the dinner, there will be a short meeting and presentation from Liz Corrado of Elevate Energy. Again, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting will be January 15th at 6 p.m. at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.